A gutsy effort under gusty conditions has the Falcons flying to the South Final. The Foothills Falcons claimed a 9-0 victory over the All Saints Legends on a windy Saturday afternoon on Remembrance Day at Shouldas Park to move through to the Tier 1, Larry Wilson Regional, Provincial Semifinal. It was hard to read the wind, hard to get an understanding of it, and it definitely impacted the game planning, said Falcons head coach Nathan Street Dennis. But I think we did a good job of dealing with it, and our kids did a pretty good job of finding ways to still execute plays. With aerial attacks rendered unpredictable and unreliable amid the conditions, the running game was front and center in the quarterfinal clash. I think All Saints, that was their goal anyway, so that worked out well for them, the coach added. They throw the ball really well, but I think, running, was their plan, and for us we've been pretty balanced all year, we're comfortable with that. It was just more about being efficient with the ball. We definitely couldn't take any deep shots, it was too much with the wind. The Falcons took a first-half advantage on a short yardage touchdown run from elusive quarterback Emerson Liepert. They would add a pair of singles on punts into the end zone. And the Falcons' defense, a focal point all season, took over from there. A big deal for us and our success is our defense playing really good football and then our offense just being very efficient with the football, the coach added. Not allowing any turnovers, driving the field, we moved the ball and just couldn't finish with getting points on the board. Moving the ball well was great, it gave our defense time to rest. The Falcons' defense posted its fourth shutout of the season. It's a talented and veteran group playing under the guidance of terrific defensive coordinator Brian Branford, the coach added. We're seeing the fruits of that labor, they've been through it all, they've dealt with adversity, so they're able to deal with that sort of stuff when they get into big games like this, St. Denis said. We've got a strong grade 12 group and some great leaders, and they've done really a good job of working with Coach Branford, following his process and doing their job and what he requires of them. We know he's a great coach and he can be as great as he wants to be, it's about the kids buying in and taking everything he's giving them. In the South Final, the Falcons will meet a familiar foe as they look to exact a measure of revenge on LCI. The Rams edged Foothills 14-9 in early October, a game in which the Falcons felt they weren't at their best. It was one of those ones right away we knew we wanted back, the coach said. And then the potential to work hard and earn it back, assuming they would go ahead and do what they do and meet each other in the Tier 1 South Final, we're excited about it for sure. We weren't happy with how we played, so now we get another opportunity at it. They're a great football team, they've always been very good and they play some really good competition. The Tier 1 South Final is slated for a 3 p.m. kickoff on November 18 at Shouldas Park. In the Tier 1 North Final, the Paul Kane Blues and Salisbury Sabres will duke it out in Sherwood Park.